Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 17, 1805. At the Confluence. The expedition is camped at the confluence of the Snake and Columbia Rivers, where the men are resting and preparing to canoe down the Columbia. First, however, Clark decides to take a small party up the Columbia to explore and hunt. Meanwhile, Lewis is taking a vocabulary of the Indians in the area who call themselves So-Kulk. The language apparently is similar to that spoken by the Nez Perce they encountered on the Clearwater. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"A fair morning. Several men and women offered dogs and fish to sell. We purchased all the dogs we could. The fish being out of season and dying in great numbers on this river, we did not think it proper to use them. I took two men on a small canoe and ascended the Columbia River, 10 miles to an island near the starboard shore, on which two large mat lodges of Indians were drying salmon, as they informed me by signs, for the purpose of food and fuel. I do not think it at all improbable that those people make use of the dried fish as fuel. The number of dead salmon on the shores and floating in the river is incredible. The evening being late, I determined to return to the Forks, at which place I reached at dark. The dress of those natives differ but little from those on the Kooskoskia and Lewis's rivers, except the women who dress very different, inasmuch as those above wear long leather shirts, which highly ornamented with beads, shells, and etc., etc., and those on the main Columbia River only wear a truss or piece of leather tied around them at their hips, and drawn tight between their legs and fastened before, so as barely to hide those parts which are so sacredly hid and secured by our women. Those women are more inclined to corpulency than any we have yet seen, with low stature, broad faces, heads flattened, the eyes back, and the forehead compressed so as to form a straight line from the nose to the crown of the head. Their eyes are of a dusky black, their hair of a coarse black without ornaments of any kind braided as above. Those people appears to live in a state of comparative happiness. They take a greater share labor of the woman than is common among savage tribes, and, as I am informed, content with one wife, as also those on the Kimu-Enum River. Those people respect the aged with veneration. Their amusements are similar to those of the Missouri. They are not beggarly and receive what is given them with much joy. Captain William Clark, October 17, 1805.
According to Frederick Webb Hodge, the Indians the captains found in the area were sometimes called Flatheads, but they were not of the same tribe as those living further inland, whose heads were naturally flat on top. These Indians found today practiced deforming the heads to a point as a mark of beauty and distinction. These lower Columbia River Indians placed their infants on a special cradle board with an angled board compressing the forehead. In some cases, a tight headband was apparently used instead. Clark sketched in the journals the headboard apparatus and examples of the results, which left the person with a decidedly pointed head. Tomorrow, finally, down the Columbia.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.